Let go of what you think is just reward. Let go. Trust. Create. Be who you are. The rest is up to your non-physical teachers and the universe. Take your hands off the steering wheel. Be able to say to the universe, Thy will be done, and to know it within your intentions. Spend time in this thought. Consider what it means to say, Thy will be done, and allow your life to go into the hands of the universe completely. The final piece of reaching for authentic power is releasing your own to a higher form of wisdom. Remind yourself that you are supported, that you are not going it alone upon this earth. Dwell in the company of your non-physical teachers and guides. Do not discriminate in terms of what you can and should ask and speak about. Just assume and live in the beauty of the bond. Try looking at life as a beautifully well-organized dynamic. Trust the universe. Trusting means that the circumstance you are in is working toward your best and most appropriate end. There is no when to that. There is no if to that. It is. Release your specifications and say to the universe, Find me where you know I need to be. Let them go and trust that the universe will provide. And so it shall. Let go of all. Let your higher self complete its task. Allow yourself to pray. Just as the many times human beings find themselves in circumstances where the hurt or the pain is so great that on their own power they cannot forgive, it is enough that they pray to be given the grace, the perception, the elevated light that will allow them to forgive. It is impossible for you to come full circle in this way of empowerment without prayer. It is not enough to want, or to intend, or to meditate. You must pray. You must talk. You must ask. You must believe. That is partnership. Think of what you are doing as entering into partnership with divine intelligence. This is a partnership in which you begin to share your concerns with the understanding that there is an intelligence receptive to what you are saying, an intelligence that helps you create within your own environment of matter and energy the most effective dynamics to bring you into wholeness. Consider your intentions and your meditations as part of what is done within the context of prayer. Be able to say within your intentions and your meditations, and I ask for guidance or help, and expect to get it. Expect to get it. It is impossible to have a prayer without power. It is impossible to have a thought that is a secret, for all energy is heard. When you pray, you draw to yourself and invoke grace. Grace is uncontaminated, conscious light. It is divinity. Prayer brings grace, and grace calms you. That is the cycle. Grace is the tranquilizer of the soul. With grace comes a knowing that what you are experiencing is necessary. It calms you with a sense of knowing.